Welcome to all of you to Concordia Seminary. We are always glad when people come and visit us for whatever reason. A special word of welcome to our presenters, and especially Dr. Carson, who is down there and will be introduced shortly. And with that word of welcome to everyone, I also express a word of appreciation. Faculty members, staff members have put in many, many hours to prepare for these next days. And they get a pat on the back from me, and when all is said and done, I know they'll get some applause and kudos from you for having put together a wonderful, wonderful days of stimulation. One of the core values of Concordia Seminary is faithfulness to the Scriptures. And that's a pretty easy thing to check off. Oh yeah, I'm faithful. But scholarship and internalizing scholarship in each of our lives makes us realize it's not such an easy check off. I'll just give you one example that pops up, and this is an arbitrary one out of many. Just happens to be on my mind, and that is stewardship. In talking with our alums, we have found that many alums are uncomfortable about teaching and preaching biblical stewardship because they themselves have not been the best of Christian stewards. Well, that becomes a faithfulness issue. Not only a faithfulness issue in our conduct of public ministry, but especially a private faithfulness issue as we order our lives, order our devotion, and order a 100% stewardship of all the gifts that God has given to us. Well, there are other examples, but faithfulness, that's a core value. And the presentations these days are going to help us understand better whether our faithfulness to the Scriptures is just a formality or is it truly formative. I suppose that there are conceivably other topics that might be of more immediate, relevant interest to our theological analysis of the church, but if there are, I can't think of them. So I look forward to these days, again with a word of appreciation to those who have worked so hard and so faithfully and with such energy in preparation of the Day of Exegetical Reflection and the Theological Symposium, and again, a hearty welcome to Dr. Carson, to all of our presenters, and to each one of you.